Years ago, I had the occasion to change Ray's diaper. Then around the time he finished college, I taught him how to catch fish in the surf. His writing talent comes from my side of the family, so maybe that's why he stuck me in his book. My name is Asbury, and I live on Polly's Island. When Ray first asked if he could use my car in his novel, I declined, thinking everyone in the South would just be honking at me for the next 50 years until I was old and deaf. Well, not only did he use my car in the story, he had the audacity to use me. My name is Darcy, and I am tall and blonde. I just had to be in this book, so I offered Ray powdered donuts and lots of dating advice. He's a pushover. My name is Lydia, and I am a short redhead. Had to wedge my way in, too, so I gave Ray a ride to the beach in my Jeep. My name is Steve, and I kill bugs. As a bribe to get me in his book, Ray offered me a root beer and a turkey sandwich. I just happened to have left my lunch at home that day, so I took a second swig and said, "Yeah, okay, Ray, go ahead, but only if I get to do something fun, besides mop floors." He shook my hand and agreed. My name is Maurice, and I am a church janitor. Ray Dude can still be found hanging out on my end of the beach. Like Steve Cole, he's sorta uncoordinated, but at least he wears cool shorts. My name is Ransom, and I am a surfer. Ray traveled more than 4,000 miles to interview me. He even got stopped and interrogated at a small South American military outpost before finding my location. Then he spent 2 days begging for permission to use me as the female star of his novel. I bit into a mango and told him only if I got to drive Darcy's car. After all, she's my best friend. My name is Allie, and I work for God.